Happy birthday, America. It's time to celebrate and play your favorite Las Vegas casino games by American-owned SpinQuest.com. What's better than fireworks and American pie? Hitting a blackjack in the palm of your hand, and you won't lose your fingers. Over 1,000 games, including slots and live dealers, and $30 coin packs are on sale for 10. SpinQuest.com. Buy American players for American players.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Chase Willie, D-Mace, 1025-1063, The Game. Chase McCabe, Willie Donick, Derek Mason with you. Now time, as always, on Mondays at 1 o'clock for our NFL Zingers. And for that, we go to the one and only, Nick Keiser.
All right, gentlemen, let me get my theme music rolling here. But I'm going to jump us off the high dive to kick this one off this week. I'm going to go over to the Bay Area in California. What's the future of the San Francisco 49ers quarterbacks? You know, we just saw a really bad injury last night with Jimmy G, and they went to a guy that they took in the seventh round. I forgot his first name, but I know his last name is Purdy. That's all that stood out to me about his play, honestly. But what is the future with the 49ers? And we just saw Baker hit waivers, and it's final by the end of the day. But what is the ultimate future of the quarterback spot there?
Well, and here's the thing on waivers. I saw this tweet earlier that the 49ers are 25th on the waiver wire selection. The Rams just put Stafford on IR. Now, they're not in contention for anything, but they could block the 49ers, you know, from getting him if they did that. And then there was another team that could potentially jump on him too. I think Baker's going to get claimed, or if he doesn't, he'll end up signing somewhere. I think he's going to be with another team. But the 49ers are in trouble if they don't have a legit QB going into the playoffs. That's how I look at it.
I mean, do they go out and claim Baker? Well, they have to wait in line for that to happen. And I'm sure there are other teams probably in a situation where either they, you know, need a quarterback, or they need a really solid backup, because at this point I don't know if Baker is a starting quarterback. Now, can he start for the 49ers? Yeah, because they are right now, they don't have a quarterback other than Purdy, but who's their backup? So I don't know what San Francisco is going to do. They got Trey Lance still there. Obviously he's gone for the season with injury, but they're in a weird situation because they're too good to get a top five or top 10 pick, but they do need a quarterback.
Well, I would even wonder if Trey is going to be healthy for the playoff, possibly. We could see that.
I've never heard anybody discuss Trey Lance and any possible return. That's an interesting one, is if that's even in the cards. But how about, let's just give a little quick salute to Brock Purdy. I had never heard of Brock Purdy. I've heard of Alan Purdy. He played at Overton High School, and he was the same year at me as at Vanderbilt. He played 4 years of baseball with me, but that's the only Purdy that I know. But Mr. Irrelevant, guys, the last pick in the draft. Did you know he's the first quarterback ever as a Mr. Irrelevant to throw a touchdown pass?
Did not know. That's cool.
That's a pretty cool story. Now, how do the 49ers win? They're going to run it, and they're going to play great defense. So we'll see. I mean, who knows? Maybe this is a diamond in the rough. Maybe this is a new Kurt Warner kind of guy. But I would be looking at all options just to see what else is out there. But, man, that's a pickle that
yeah.
you're in.
Yeah. No, it absolutely is, Willie. But moving along here. So after seeing how the Bengals dominated yesterday, Joe Burrow now being 3-0 against Patty Mahomes, do you guys think the Bengals are going to come out on top in the AFC North?
Wow. Well, Lamar is hurt. They don't know how, you know, severe his injury is. I don't know if it was a concussion or something, but he didn't finish the game. But they end up winning. Now, are they going to win the North? I don't know, man. That's a tough division, because even though Cleveland's out, they're still going. At this point, Cleveland's out of the playoff, but they're still going to be. It's always a tough game when those three teams end up playing one another. And Pittsburgh's going to be a tough out. So do I think Cincinnati's going to win a division? They have a shot. It's really a two-team race right now between them and Baltimore.
I think they end up winning the division.
And Baltimore, I think Baltimore, too. I kind of sense the John Harbaugh very hedging his bets on how quick Lamar will be back. That's a big part of it. Mm-hmm. And I just continue to be more and more impressed with the Bengals. I do think they now have fixed the offensive line. They allowed 15 sacks, 15, in the first 2 weeks this year. It's been a much different story since then. They're much, much better up front than they have been. I think the way they're running it now, even without Joe Mixon in the game, they've added the dimension. They are better than they were last year. I absolutely think it's the Bengals division.
Real quick, want to throw this out. The transfer portal opened up today. Clemson quarterback DJ Uiagalelei is officially in the transfer portal as a grad transfer. I am in the transfer portal.
Hey, Willie, we got some more years left. We can get in the transfer portal.
Well, it seems like you could stay in college for like 12 years now.
Yeah, basically.
The main question is, what is Chase's NIL deal?
Yeah.
Screwball.
Oh, that's
there you
true.
Go.
Yeah.
Let's
yeah,
go, baby.
Yeah. That with you.
That's a
and
good
the
one.
The hair club? Come on.
The hair club?
Oh, no. I'm with a bunch of guys that need hair club. Oh, boy. All right.
It'll
well,
catch up to you there, whippersnapper.
It definitely will. It runs in the family. So I run over here to a seasoned vet in Geno Smith, who's been leading the Seattle Seahawks to a crisp 7-5 so far this year. What's the farthest that you guys would take them this year? Where do they make it in the postseason? How do you guys think they finish off the regular season?
Right now, they're they have the last spot in the NFC playoffs. Now, with San Francisco, they're only a game back of the 49ers for that division. So, you know, you could say they're in contention for the division for sure. I don't see them doing much. I think Geno's a great story. Maybe an NFL comeback player of the year, but I just don't see them having the firepower. And their running back's banged up. So
to go far in playoffs, will they possibly get a home game? There's a possibility they can get one. But as far as that, I don't know how far they can go in the playoffs, especially, you know, Minnesota's playing well. I know everyone's waiting for the shoe to drop with Minnesota, but they just continue to win. San Francisco's dealing with a quarterback issue. The Bucks, man, 5-6, and they still a 4th seed right now. The Cowboys, they are who they are. They're a good team. See, it's going to come down to the Giants, the Seahawks, and the Commanders. And if I had to pick one team, I'd pick the Commanders. They're playing it to me. They're playing good football right now, and their defense is just lights out.
It really looks like the Cowboys and Eagles are a step above everybody else in the NFC at this point. I think Geno Smith is one of the best stories of the season. I think they've done a great job to get to 7-5. Chase just touched on it though. Walker, Derek's Spartan faithful. You know, he's had a great year, but he's hurt right now, so he was a big reason. Mm-hmm. So they've got a couple of guys at running back that aren't well right now. So I think that's something to watch for. But how about the Rams 3-9, just as a sidebar? That's who Geno beat yesterday. Rams 3-9.
Hey, they are not good.
They are not
that
great.
To my appreciation, appreciate the fact that you're 7-5 and you're still relevant.
Yeah, no, for sure. But all right, so my last zinger here for you guys, we already kind of talked about him some, but Lamar, after seeing how reliant that offense is, having him healthy, does that just further the case to pay him? I mean, everyone thinks that they would absolutely give him that money, but will he end up staying there? That's the main question.
He ain't going nowhere. He's going to end up staying in Baltimore. They just need to surround him. And he has to stay healthy. I mean, you want that money, you want that guaranteed money, then you got to be out there on the field, Lamar. You know, because of the nature of his play, at times he may expose himself to hit. But, you know, they're only going to go as far as Lamar takes them. And if he's not playing, they're not going too far. They don't have consistent play from the wide receivers. They've been up and down this season. Again, Andrews is their best option. Hell of a player. But you got to have somebody consistently other than your tight end that is making plays for you. So, but I believe he stays.
We did discuss the risk reward of representing yourself and taking it into the season, where I think a lot of agents would have advised him to play hardball, sit out of training camp, etc. So I hope it doesn't come back and cost him. I agree with you, Derek. He's going to be in Baltimore. They're not going to let him go. But did he cost himself a little bit of money with what's gone down here? We'll never know.
Probably. Yeah, I mean, he's going to be their quarterback. No doubt. Is that it?
That's all I got for you guys.
Good job. Very good job. Nick Kieser with the NFL Zingers. We'll reset things on the Titans on the game yesterday. Willie's hot takes, all those things. Also, a big weekend for the Preds as they picked up a couple of big wins. But first, D-Mace, you're going to tell us about Cool Springs MD.
Yes, I am going to tell you about my people over at Cool Springs MD.
They're great people.
They're great people. I love them over there. As soon as I find what I need.
Dr. Jeffrey Lodge.
Dr. Jeffrey Lodge, wife Daphne, that whole staff. You know, they give you the experience that you're looking for. Yeah, so Dr. Jeffrey Lodge and his wife, Daphne, along with that experienced staff, give men the treatment required to improve their quality of life. Cool Springs MD services have already helped many men of the Brentwood, Nashville, and the surrounding areas here in Tennessee. That's including me, people, with improving their immune systems, energy levels, cognitive functions, and more. My energy levels were low. I don't know what it was. I think I was working out too much. I don't know. But I'm 48 years old, so I had to go see the good people over there at Cool Springs MD. And you know what? I feel great. So they are there to connect you with the medical care you require to have a healthy and enriched life. There's no better time now to achieve a healthy lifestyle, man. What are you waiting on? Give Dr. Jeffrey Lodge and Cool Springs MD a call today to make an appointment. Here's the number, 615-486-3458. That's 615-486-3458. Or visit their website, coolspringsmd.com.
Chase Willie, D-Mace, 1025-1063. The game this Sunday following the Titans game. Tune in for NFL postgame with Jonathan Hutton and Chad Withrow. They'll be live with the Superbook Lounge and Landshark Bar and Grill at Margaritaville on Broadway. Postgame presented by Renter's Warehouse. Two Rivers Ford, now with a huge inventory of in-stock vehicles to choose from. Superbook Sports, voted number one sportsbook in Vegas. Download their app today. All right, Willie, you kind of brought it. And at the end of the last hour. So I'm going to ask you a question that I asked Derek and I've asked the listeners throughout the show. The Tennessee Titans are a blank football team. Fill in the blank.
Solid football team. Not spectacular. They're right what we thought they would be. If I could do the Dennis Green drop right now, we are who they thought they were. They are who we thought they were. They're a good football team that's not great. They made a fateful, tough decision to trade one of their best players, who was a difference maker, and gamble, and it has not paid off. They're not quite as good as they were last year. Their running back is a year older. Their quarterback is a year older. These are all the things that we feared, and yet I think they've done pretty well hanging with what's been thrown at them. On top of, you know, things that were not expected. Lawan out for the season. Landry out for the season. Etc. So, they are what they are, right? And so what I'm hoping for is they start playing their best football at the biggest time of the year, like they did a couple years ago in 2019, and they give themselves a chance. If you thought they were going to be a whole lot better than they are, then I think that was a little bit unrealistic.
Okay, guys, I'm going to be out tomorrow. I'm going to get a colonoscopy just so I can get those drugs because they got to be good. They got to be good. Solid? The word that has been thrown out there by a lot of people, and TD even agreed with it, was stagnant. That's kind of where they are. Now, do I think...
Right. I'm grading on a 12-game performance. I'm not grading on the last 2 weeks, right? I mean, they've played two very, very good teams. You could argue right now that two of the best five teams in the league right now are the Bengals and definitely the Eagles. The Eagles are hands down one or two.
Okay.
And so they're not a team right now that with Jeffrey Simmons hurt, quarterback banged up, Derrick Henry in a slump, no DeNico Autry. Treylon Burks goes down after he catches a touchdown pass. They lose Christian Fulton in the second quarter. They can't hang with the Eagles when that's going on right now. But that's now. I'm trying to look at what's best case if they can get it together and be at their best in January.
So,
solid.
Best case scenario. Okay. Has this team gotten better in the last 6 weeks? 6 or 7 weeks?
Has this team gotten better? I would have said absolutely yes until yesterday. But that's also playing a buzzsaw team that's having a great year. And like I said, they lost their best wide receiver in the first quarter. They lost their best corner in the second quarter. That's hard to overcome when you're playing the best team in football.
But Willie, we're approaching this as if, you know, those games that they lost, the close ones, not the Buffalo Bill game, because that was just a disaster. But we act as if, you know, the close losses they had versus these good teams, that, you know what, this team is making progress. This team hasn't made any progress. I think this has been the same team from day one that it is from week one to week 12. This is the same.
You don't think they made progress in the passing game up until yesterday when Burks got hurt?
Willie,
you don't think they were making progress in the passing game?
I don't think this team has made enough progress that it was going to change what the outcome is going to be. Because that's the question that we were asking. Can this team consistently, you know, put out a passing game when it needs to? And the answer is no. They can't consistently do that. For whatever reason, they can't, which tells me this team has not gotten better from week one to week 12. There are some things that have happened, but they haven't gotten better because now they're not a good running team.
Well,
before they were a really good running team, now they're not.
Yeah, that's the biggest alarm bell for me is what the last 2 weeks. Like in the Kansas City game, you walk out of there going, that was the more physical team. Man, they stood toe to toe physically with the Chiefs and almost overcame the fact they didn't have their quarterback. But the last 2 weeks, the head scratcher for Mike Vrabel's got to be, look, we're supposed to be a tough, physical team up front, both sides of the line of scrimmage, and they were whipped on both sides of the line of scrimmage. I mean, whipped on both sides. Now, I got to wonder about Simmons and how healthy he is. Not having Autry is a killer, it really looks like. How much better is that going to get between now and the time they take the field for a playoff game? That's a huge question.
So
The offensive line is one.
You're answering my question. This team hadn't gotten better.
That's right. I didn't say they were getting better. I said that they've been solid. They're right with the expectations that we had for them before the season started. Probably good enough to win the division. Then we got a lot of question marks.
But how it's looked is what,
right now it doesn't look good.
Is what the problem is.
Yeah.
Because we don't think moving forward that the teams. Hell, I'm not even confident the way that offensive line is playing. And if Treylon Burks can't come back, I'm not confident they're going to beat the Jaguars.
I agree. I said this to you last week, Derek, that it will not be easy. This was after the Jaguars finally won a game, right? I thought for sure they would be right there. I was absolutely stunned that they got smoked by the Lions. It's not that they lost to the Lions. They got destroyed by the Lions. And so I can't figure that team out. But that is a talented team. I will be impressed if the Titans sweep the Jaguars.
Well, I would be impressed.
Will not be easy. Will not be easy to sweep the Jaguars, I can promise you.
No, it won't. I mean, I don't think anything's given at this point.
No.
Not with this team. No. I mean, and everything that you've pointed out is valid. You know, whether it's misdrafting by John Robinson, injuries, all those things. You know, I think Robert Woods has been an okay addition, but you can tell he's just not the same. And
he's a non-factor. He doesn't move the needle at all.
No.
Robert Woods, and that's not. I know he's worked hard. It's hard to come back from an ACL, but he's struggling right now. Am I wrong? I mean,
No, you're not. But I mean,
when's the last time you saw him wide open with big separation? It just and it's hard because they can't protect the quarterback right now. They're really struggling. Yesterday it was hard to have any time at all, but
wasn't this
a lot of stuff?
But these are things that, well, it may be surprising to everyone else, but aren't these the things that we were talking about before the season started when everybody was, oh man, they got what you call
right.
it?
And
he's gonna, and
look,
I'm thinking
and
like, no,
and that's my point. That's my point is that they've got to be thrilled to be 7-5. Based on all the questions I had going into the season and all that has happened since they started with Landry going down, mm-hmm. Luan going down, Tannehill battling a very significant injury, Simmons battling a very significant injury, Burks missing 4 weeks. I mean, all of these things, like I said in the last hour, those are major things that they've been hit with.
But
and
as
I,
player,
and Derek, you said it. Every team's got some of this stuff,
mm-hmm.
right? But I got to feel like the Titans get more of it than the average team.
No, but as a player, we're not sitting here saying, you know, we're sitting here saying we should be better because we're saying, well, we should have beat Kansas City. It was a close game. We should have beat the Giants. That was a close game. We should have beat Cincinnati. That was a close game. Instead of very seldom in those type of games do you hear a player say, man, yeah, they were just better than us. Yeah, it was a close game, but they were just better than us because we're not wired that way. But if I'm from the outside and I'm looking in at this team and being objective, yeah, there were close games, but that team still was better than you ultimately, and that's why they won. It don't matter how close the game was, the better team ends up winning majority of the time.
Yep, especially in this league.
Yeah, well, the Titans have won a ton of close games, right?
So they can say, hey, listen, our record should be better. That's how they're probably looking at it.
The Titans?
Yeah.
How could the Titans
Because what I'm saying is from an athlete,
because close games that they've lost, they've won just as many close games. They've won
players
more close games.
No, players look at it from the standpoint of this. We lost in these close games. We could have won. We don't ever look at it and say, yeah, that team was just better than us.
Right.
Why? Because we're not going to do that. But
right. That's how a competitor should be.
People
that's
from the outside looking in and they have no dog in the race, they're going to say, well, yeah, the game was close, but the better team ended up winning.
Yeah. Coming up next, we got a trivia question. We got some Preds tickets to give away. So we will do that coming up next. But first, Willie, tell us about Loan Pronto.
All right. Let's talk Loan Pronto. Loan Pronto has got what you need if you need cash for the holidays or pay off credit cards right now. The all-new Express Equity Line of Credit Program is just what you need. This is great. You can keep your low mortgage rate and still get cash out. You don't have to do the full refi. You can lock in that mortgage rate that you have right now. Keep it what it is. Still get the equity out to have the cash to address what you're looking for. Pay the bills, credit card bills, car loans, tuitions, whatever is out there. Maybe even start a home improvement project for 2023. With Loan Pronto, you can access up to 95% of your home's equity. 9 out of 10 homeowners don't even need the appraisal. 615-499-5780 or loanpronto.com. That's 615-499-5780 or go to loanpronto.com. Do it now before the holidays. Equal housing lender. NMLS 1661781, subject to lender approval.
Islanders with a 2-on-2. Aho with the puck out of the box. Now a 3-on-2. Nelson shoots, blocked. Another chance behind the net, blocked by Josi. Roman Josi put his left skate down to block the wraparound. Tipped on goal, saved by Lankinen on Barzal. 3 grade A chances for the Islanders, and it's back out to the Islander zone.
Max Herz on the call there as the Predators beat the Islanders Friday night, back-to-back wins against the Devils and now the Islanders. But they did get some bad news today. Chase Willie DeMace, 1025-1063 the game. And Willie, Ryan McDonough on IR, going to be out a couple of weeks at least.
Boo, man.
Yeah, that's a tough blow. And if you watch the game, Ryan McDonough, he actually made a great defensive play. It might have been the difference in the Islanders tying the game or not. He went down to block a shot. The puck hit him right in the side of the face, and he did not finish the game. And it looked very similar to a play, and I'm not sure exactly the circumstances, but it was against, I believe, Arizona, where he got hit in a similar area. So I don't know if the two were related, but remember, he missed a section of the game. He got hit up high for that. So he was very much settling in. ESPN showed the stat the other night. They have not given up a goal since they put Ryan McDonough and Roman Josi together. When those two have been on the ice, the Predators have not been scored on. And that doesn't mean they've been perfect, et cetera, but good things have been happening when those two have been together. So now they're going to have to deal with missing him for the next 2 to 4 weeks. And so they have called up Jordan Gross. So that is going to test the depth here, because Mark Borowiecki still doesn't look like he is anywhere close to returning. And so you're now down to your eighth defenseman, who has played a couple of games. He's a skilled defenseman, as he showed. And he's done very, very well for Milwaukee. So at least he's had a taste of it, and he's been in a couple of games. But this will be a great challenge going forward here for a team that doesn't have much margin for error, but got a couple of great wins last week against two of the best teams going right now in the NHL, New Jersey and New York. That's a tough back-to-back. To get 4 points in those was absolutely mammoth.
Oh, it was huge. And, they got a few days off before they play Tampa on Thursday, and I think that's beneficial. The fact that they had the unexpected weekend off because of everything happening at the arena, and then now they have a few days off before the schedule really picks up, is beneficial to them, just to be able to get some practice time in and rest up, because things are about to really get compacted.
Yeah, this is a five-day break, which is rare in the middle of a season. And we are still getting used to being back to a regular season where there's no Olympics, there's no COVID, there's no partial season. So that's still a little bit weird for me. A 5-day break in the middle of the season that's not involving an all-star break or something like that, that's weird. But as you said, once they get back to it, it is going to be very, very busy. And so that's going to be huge. You start off with Tampa. That's a tough game, and it's too bad Ryan McDonough won't get the video, right? Go back, see his former teammates, have the fans appreciate what he did in Tampa. That would have been a real big spectacle to see. They're going to put that off, I guess, for another year. But then you have Ottawa Saturday, at St. Louis Tuesday, Monday, St. Louis, Tuesday the 13th, Edmonton, then Thursday, Saturday. So you've got 5 games in 8 days after the Tampa Bay game. So it's going to get very, very busy. There's some tough games in there. There's road trips in there. So that's not a great time to be losing a guy like McDonough. But look, nobody's going to feel sorry for you. This is part of the deal. It's like we've been talking about today with the Titans. During the course of a season, you're going to have to play and win games without some key players.
Yep, and that's what they're going to have to figure out how to do as they go through this stretch here, because it's not an easy one by any means. They have, they obviously have to make up. It's not going to be easy having to make up the games that were missed last weekend, because they had to find a spot to put those in. They have announced those. They will play Columbus on January 17th, which makes that a back-to-back because they play Calgary night before in that. And then they will play Colorado Friday, April 14th.
The regular season. It's extended the end of the regular season by a game. They've tacked it on to the end there. So, nothing you can do about it. Out of your control. So you got to play the schedule. But the good thing is they've gotten themselves into contention. The tough thing is there's a lot of teams in there. You've got Seattle that I don't think a lot of people had marked down as one of the
eight teams. They play good
hockey. Seattle doesn't seem to be going anywhere after this point in the season. There's There's a couple other teams. Winnipeg is another one, and we're going to see them next week. The team goes to Winnipeg. Mm-hmm. That's a team that not a lot of people had in the top eight. That's off to a very good start right now. So, I mean, just take those two on top of all the other teams that, you know, think they should be in the playoffs. And that's just crowding the house a little bit more. So you've got a bunch of teams not that far apart in the standings right now. I think you can write off Arizona, Chicago, Anaheim, San Jose. And so after that, right now I think Vancouver is really at a crossroads. Every time you think they're dead, they win a couple of big games. But you've got basically 12 teams for eight spots if you include Vancouver in there. And that's to Seattle's credit, right? They've jumped in there. So it's going to be a dogfight throughout the season. The good thing is, let me give you guys a stat. Kevin Lankinen, UC Saros. We use the analytics goal saved above expectation on SportLogic. They are number 3 and number 4 in the league in goals saved above expectation. So it's like golf, right? You want to be under par in golf. Mm-hmm. UC Saros is -6.34. So that's how many goals he has saved above expectation. So he's like 6 under in golf. If par is the average goalie, and Kevin Lankinen, -6.19 in limited work, that's how good he's been in his starts. So that's what you're trying to build around. You're getting excellent goaltending. If you can keep that up, you're going to have a chance.
Looks like Trey Turner is going to the Phillies on a contract. Just saw that.
Hmm. Yeah, they need a shortstop for sure. Interesting.
Well, they just got one.
They got a really good one. Justin Verlander's a Met.
Yes, he is. That's a good pickup. Lose DeGrom and get Verlander. So that works out. You got a trivia question for us. On the line, we have a pair of tickets to see the Predators take on the Oilers on December 13th.
Yep, that is a week from tomorrow. And look, they need all help they can get. The Oilers have had their way with the Predators here recently. But hopefully the Predators can put their best foot forward against some of the superstar players, Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl. Those are guys that you would pay to see, but you're going to be on us if you can answer this trivia question. The Predators had to call up Jordan Gross with the injury to Ryan McDonagh. Jordan Gross had a great game in his Predators debut. Scored 2 goals. Who was that against earlier this season? Give me the team that he scored 2 goals against earlier this season in a Predators win, and you'll be headed to Smashville week from tomorrow.
Put the phone down. You're not eligible, Nick. Put the phone down.
725. No, Nick, you can't get this. You cannot get this.
737-1025. We'll come back, get you set for Stillman and Company, and give our final thoughts on the Titans as well. But first, Willie, you got a word on Lee Company.
All right. Lee Company will have our coverage from Tampa Bay. They are the sponsor, the title sponsor of our radio coverage. They're also a big sponsor of Nashville Predators hockey. So when you come down to Smashville, you'll see the Lee Company display. Predators in action against the defending Eastern Conference champion Tampa Bay Lightning Thursday at 6 o'clock. Lee Company's got all of your needs when it comes to heating, plumbing, cooling, and electric. Our heater was rolling last night. I know because I had to turn it up a little bit. It was getting chilly outside. But that's the thing. We know the heater is going to be running properly because Lee Company does the checkup before the weather gets cold on a nightly basis. And we stay ahead of it with the home maintenance plan. It's a great program. We've used it in our house for a number of years. Annual checkups, they'll call you, set up the time, heating in the fall, cooling in the spring, plumbing and electric throughout the course of the season as well. And they'll make recommendations if they feel like some repairs need to be made. So in exchange of those small monthly fees that you pay, you know, $8, $9, $10 a month, you get discounts on the repairs. So long term, you're going to save money. It's a great way to do it. The home maintenance plan through Lee Company. Give them a call, 615-567-1000. That's 615-567-1000. Or go to LeeCompany.com.
Chase Willie, D-Mace, 102.5, 106.3, The Game. Stillman & Company will be coming up in just a couple minutes, or about 12 minutes. They'll have full reaction to the Titans' loss to the Eagles yesterday, so you won't want to miss that. We do have a winner in our trivia question. Nick, do you want to answer it? Go ahead.
The answer is Vancouver, and we want to congratulate Mike for winning.
Nice. So Mike will go see the Preds take on the Oilers on December 13th.
Good job, Mike.
Very, very good. Willie, do you believe – actually, I'm going to ask it like this. How do you think Amy Adams Strunk should view where her team is at right now? I know you've had the glass half full look, saying that they're solid, but they got torched yesterday by the receiver that they traded that they ultimately decided they didn't want to pay. We can talk, we can revisit that, whatever. I still understand why they did what they did. But should she be embarrassed by where what happened yesterday?
No, I don't think embarrassed. I think if you're a competitor, you're disappointed. But I think when we get into things like embarrassed, like do we not? I would be. I'm only embarrassed if a team doesn't play with class or a team doesn't put effort in. Like I do think it was a little borderline embarrassing last night for the Colts, the way they just collapsed. Like it seemed like every running play Dallas ran in the fourth quarter, they were running for 20, 25 yards. Like what happened? Where are the Colts here?
Didn't that happen to the Titans? From a passing standpoint?
Yeah, but I they couldn't rush the passer. And they lost their top corner in the first moments of the game. I think that hurt for sure. But I think by and large, you got a team that fights. You got a team that plays hard. You got a team that for the most part is very well coached. Disappointed, yeah. I think we could all second guess. Like if you're Amy Adams, you go back and say, man, if we could do it over again, we've done it on our show. It's human. If you could do it over again, would you hold on to A.J. Brown? Maybe so, especially knowing what we know now. But, look, I think it's a fair question to ask about Amy Adams with the story that came out about Jeffrey Simmons. Are they cash-strapped? Was that a factor in wanting to trade, believing that that was the right thing to do? Because it was a little hard to put down a check for $25,000 or whatever the signing bonus was going to be. That story was out there in terms of Jeffrey Simmons. Is it not a fair question to throw out there? I don't know. But look, Amy Adams, I have absolutely no problem with how she's run the team. I think she wants to win just like every Titans fan wants to win. So why would she be different than anybody else? Ticked off today? Yeah.
Oh yeah, I mean,
disappointed.
She should be.
Disappointed,
she should be.
But the season's not over. This isn't the end of the season.
No, the season's not
one
over.
One bad game.
And look, they're going to win the division. They're going to make the playoffs, and then I don't think they're going to do anything with it. And then our conversation is going to become where is this team at? They're at a crossroads. Vrabel said they're at a crossroads.
Yeah,
he said that.
Yeah, you're at a crossroads. But that's a far thing from embarrassed. Embarrassed is the Rams 3-9. Right, there's some teams that are borderline embarrassing. 7-5 with what's happened to them, that's far from embarrassing.
Yeah, but the Rams can be 3-9 and be embarrassed, but then all they got to do is look down at their hand and they see the ring they won last year.
Yeah,
that lights
much
up.
Sure.
Yeah. So,
and it's not, and Willie, it's not the embarrassment of the season, like the record. You can't be embarrassed by that. You can be disappointed, yes, but you can't be embarrassed by that. You have to be embarrassed because you stand, your team stand on this premise of we're playing hard-nosed defense. We're going to push you around. We're going to be physical with you, and we're going to exert our will on you. This is who we are as a football team. Great defense, run the football down your throat.
Yeah.
You should be embarrassed because for the last 2 weeks, you have not been able to do that.
Well, that's
mystifying. Your bread and butter. And if you can't go to your bread and butter, then you should, like, that's like going and if I'm a boxer and my jab is my bread and butter, but I can't get my jab going or I refuse to go to my jab. As a trainer or somebody that's looking, it's like that's like go to what put you at this position. Be who you are. If you can't even be who you are, that's embarrassing.
I get
as
it.
As a team.
It's not the word I would choose. I understand exactly where you're coming from as a competitor. Look, if you play sports long enough, you're going to get it handed to you. sometimes you're going to get whipped. And that's what happened yesterday. They got whipped up and down, and they got whipped at what they do best. And really,
two weeks in a row, they've been beaten
by good teams, and they've been beaten at their own game. They got beat up front. So they've got to figure that out before anything else is going to be put right. But I would not use the word embarrassed, but hopefully more determined, mm-hmm. determined to figure out what's going on. And I think Mike Vrabel is pretty good at that. His tracker is pretty good at figuring things out when things are down.
I go to the word embarrassed again. I'm not embarrassed by the record. That I'm not embarrassed by, because we have a winning record. We're in the playoffs as of now. I'm embarrassed with the last two outcomes and how it happened, because we are supposed to be the team that is pushing people around. We are supposed to be the team that is exerting our will over you. We are supposed to be the team with the better coach team, the better head coach. We are that team. The last 2 weeks, we haven't played like that team. And that's what you have to be concerned about as an owner. Frankly, when we've played good teams, we haven't been who we are in other contests. When we're playing Indianapolis, we are a physical, push-you-around, bullying team. But when we play the Cincinnati Bengals, we're not. When we play the Houston Texans, we're that team. But when we play the Philadelphia Eagles, we're not. That's embarrassing. Because what you're saying is that you can only pick on the little people. You can only pick on the teams that you're better than. But when it's a matchup where, you know, you got to bring your big boy pants, we haven't brought our big boy pants. We hadn't even put them on. They took them away from them, as a matter of fact. Cincinnati and Philadelphia took away your big boy pants. You should be embarrassed as a team. That should make you want to come back and reestablish your dominance. Who are we? We are the bullies of the block. If we can't be that, we can't push you around. It should be embarrassing. You should be embarrassed as a player, because this is who we are known as. The Tennessee Titans, rough, rugged, beat you at all costs. We're going to beat you up physically. You may be better than us, but we're going to beat you up physically. The Titans hadn't done that in the last 2 weeks.
Yep, and if they don't figure that out, they're not going to go very far.
No, they are not. That is.
But it's December the 5th.
Yeah.
Playoffs start, I believe, what, January or about a month?
Well, they got to figure something out. Have to figure something out, because the last two outings was not good.
No. Trey Turner gets 11 years, $300 million with a full no-trade clause. My goodness.
Good Lord.
Man.
My goodness.
11 years? How old is Trey Turner?
I don't know. But
well, he'd be getting a lot of money in for the next 11 years, I tell you that.
That's got to
no matter how old he is.
I know one thing. The NL East is going to be,
Good grief.
With the Braves, what your Mets are doing, the Phillies now. Like, whew, going to be tough. That is for sure.
Trey Turner, it's an 11-year deal?
Yep.
Trey Turner is 29, so this takes him to age 40?
Yep.
Good grief.
Mm-mm-mm. Full no-trade clause, too.
Well, Brazil is up 4-0 on Korea.
They're putting on a clinic.
Yeah, they're just killing them at halftime. Boy.
It is men against boys in that mm-hmm. game. That is just unbelievable. And earlier today, Croatia won in penalty kicks over Japan.
Yes,
very exciting game.
That's going to do it for us. Stillman and Company coming up next. They'll have your full reaction to the Titans losing to the Eagles yesterday. That's all next. 102.5, 106.3 The Game.
We out.
What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and we're driving through the States in the Bluffmobile, and the best thing that we can do is play our favorite casino-style games on SpinQuest. They have over 1,000 games, including live dealer, blackjack, and craps, with tons of slots and unlimited options. You can get a $30 coin pack for just $10 for new users. Sign up today. Go to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.